Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the drama moves on. Tomorrow, President Trump is expected to announce a new candidacy. It's a funny moment for him to do it because people are still waiting to see what the final results are going to be in the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. And in terms of reflecting public opinion, there is a lot of conversation about not a red wave, but a normie wave. That's what a number of people have said. And you look at a number of races, and the candidate who seemed most moderate, most down the middle, most normal, seemed to have an edge and an advantage. The midterms no one saw coming. That's the name of a piece by Josh Krashauer, who is the senior political correspondent at Axios, where he provides, as he puts it, and he accurately puts it, political reporting and analysis without fear or favor. The midterms no one saw coming. Josh, what was the biggest surprise you believe those midterms delivered?
Well, look, Michael, the biggest surprise was that the wave of, you know, the couple dozen seats that we thought Republicans were going to pick up in the House turned out to be a ripple of the counts going down to the wire just to see if Republicans are going to hold a House majority. And, you know, the biggest surprise digging into the numbers and the results is that independent voters who almost always vote against the party in power in this first midterm for a president broke actually towards the Democratic Party. And it's exactly for the reasons you were just talking about, Michael, that they wanted to put a check usually on the president's party. But in this case, in this election, they actually wanted to put a check on the MAGA movement, on the right wing and the extremes led by Trump within the Republican Party as well.
Well, there's a piece in the New York Times today, this morning, and it's by Jonathan Weissman and Katie Gluck, and they write that a surprisingly nuanced verdict in the midterm elections has delivered at least one important conclusion about the state of the national mood. In battleground states and swing districts across the country, voters voiced their support for moderation. Where do you think is a particularly strong example of that?
Oh boy, there are plenty of examples across the board. I'll give you a few. And it was on both, most of it is on the right, but you also see examples on the left as well. First of all, the most MAGA-oriented Trump-endorsed candidates on the Senate map, from Blake Masters in Arizona or Don Bolduc in New Hampshire, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, all ended up falling short. And the more ideological, the more Trumpy they were, the less successful they were at the ballot box. Carrie Lake trailing and in rough shape right now in the Arizona governor's race. You look at some of these individual House races, Michael, the candidates that were most tied to Trump, that were on the Capitol grounds on January 6th, that you know, held views on foreign policy or denied election results or called the January 6th people who were riding at the Capitol political prisoners, they all underperformed badly. You know, Jared Majewski was a Republican who was at the Capitol during the January 6th riots. He lost by 13 points in a district that Trump carried.
Yeah, and then to Marcy Kaptur, who has been there forever, she is quite normal for that district.
That's right. You know, the one stat that really rings true to me is there were five Republicans that Trump endorsed who were running in what the Cook Political Report deemed as toss-up House races. Trump went 0-for-5 with those candidates in this election. So that was a, you know, the secretaries of state that Trump got involved in these secretary of state races in battleground contests to try to support candidates who did not support the validity of the last election, and they all lost. The results were pretty unequivocal across the board. And you also saw some examples on the left, too, Michael. You know, Stacey Abrams and Beto O'Rourke, who are the progressive celebrities of the Democratic Party in Georgia and Texas, both lost pretty comfortably. Mandela Barnes, one of the more left-wing Senate candidates I've seen in a battleground state in quite some time, lost to Ron Johnson, who was also seen as pretty extreme by voters, but not quite, but ended up costing the Democrats a potential pickup because of Barnes' own vulnerabilities. There was a seat in Oregon where a moderate Democrat was ousted in a primary by a left-wing challenger, and that left-wing challenger ended up losing the general election to a Republican. So left, I mean, there are more examples on the MAGA side of the aisle for this election, but extremes are paying a political price in both parties from the results that we're seeing.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a piece that stunned me in the New York Post today by Michael Goodwin, who's a very pro-Trump commentator. He's a big cheerleader for President Trump. And he acknowledges his relentless claim that the 2020 election was stolen has become an insurmountable barrier to many voters and will ultimately throttle his comeback effort. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that there have been a lot of times throughout the last few years where we've said, you know, this is the moment where Trump loses his political momentum, his political support. I think the difference. Yeah, right. I mean, I think this time what makes it different is that Trump is now being tagged as a loser. And even the candidates he endorsed are acknowledging they were defeated for the most part and conceding elections and not subscribing to the denialism that kept so many candidates alive and fueled so much rhetoric over the past couple of years. There's also some polling, like quite a few polls that are now out. There was one set of polls commissioned by the Club for Growth, a conservative group that once backed Donald Trump when he was president. And they find in New Hampshire, in Iowa, and in Florida, and in Georgia, in a head-to-head matchup against DeSantis, DeSantis is leading by double digits in all four of those potential primary early states. So there is some data coming out, and there's a few other polls that have come out since the election took place showing Trump losing quite a bit of support among Republicans since the midterm results came in. So there's, you know, it's early, but this is the most wounded Trump has ever been within the party, at the very least, since January 6th.
And in terms of DeSantis, is he the viable, obvious alternative, or do you think that the race is going to be more complicated?
Well, I think what complicates things for folks who don't want to see Trump as the nominee is that you're not going to just see DeSantis running against Trump. You're going to see Mike Pence potentially, maybe Glenn Youngkin, Nikki Haley. There's a long list of Republicans, and if anything like 2016, if we see a situation in a dynamic like 2016, it's possible Trump has this 30-35% base that doesn't move a whole lot, but you know, could be vulnerable in a one-on-one matchup. But you end up having a number of candidates that kind of compete against each other instead of against Trump. And that's what happened in 2016. DeSantis clearly looks like the most formidable opponent right now against Trump, but it's unlikely it's just going to be DeSantis running. It's likely going to be a whole lot of other candidates in the Republican field.
And despite the fact that they spent an unbelievable amount of money this time, and Democrats outspending Republicans in many places with good effect, but isn't it amazing that at a midterm race you have a, what is it, they $17 billion, I think, is the best estimate of what was spent total?
I mean, record amounts of money, outside groups, super PACs. The crypto guy who's now, he lost all of his money, was actually one of the bigger funders for Democrats in this election. So, yeah, we've seen more and more money get spent. And look, it's an arms race, politically speaking.
Yeah, but with less and less reliable effect. Josh Koshauer, always a brilliant perspective and very important. Check out his other recent pieces at Axios. We will be right back with a contrast between moderate and over the edge coming up.
politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Arizona election is just about finished. They're supposed to be dumping a bunch of ballots from Maricopa County. Now, that makes it sound like it's some kind of conspiratorial thing. It isn't. It's just the way they do things there in the Grand Canyon State. But the the races have all been decided, except for the governor's race, the race for Secretary of State in Arizona, where Mark Finchem, who was a very big stolen election candidate for to be put in charge of voting in Arizona. He wanted to see the entire voting system remade with no voting machines and he undoing the impact of the 2020 stolen election. He got creamed. He got slaughtered in a landslide. And senator candidate, the running against Senator Kelly, Mark Kelly, a former astronaut, a lifelong naval officer, and a pretty interesting guy, but he won easily, surprisingly easily, over the Republican candidate selected by Trump, who used to be a venture capitalist with Peter Thiel, whose name was Blake Masters. In any event, that hasn't stopped election protesters from demonstrating outside election offices and demanding that the military step in to take over the elections. It sounded like this in the Grand Canyon state. Listen to clip 17.
I want all of you to say a prayer right now, because there's a bunch of people who were here with us 2 years ago who are right now in the D.C. gulag being tortured. A whole bunch of people are being tortured in cages in D.C. right now who were here with us 2 years ago. So everybody say a prayer for those innocent people being tortured.
Guess what? Then we can have free and fair elections again in the state of Arizona.
We the people are requesting military step in and redo our election. It was fake and false. It's full. Our government is full of corrupt people.
And nobody should fear a federal government trying to label you a terrorist because you believe in strict adherence to the Constitution.
Okay, again, there's a very good perspective on this, actually, provided by a loyal supporter of President Trump, who I mention is Michael Goodwin, who's a columnist for the New York Post. I don't know him personally, but I know his work and respect it. And he writes in his most recent piece, as the midterms demonstrated, the stolen election claim has become a dividing line for a public that polls showed craves a return to a more normal era. Trump's fixation on what happened 2 years ago led him to endorse unelectable duds in some races, and the issue became a burden for some of his better candidates in swing states. That was inevitable, and this is the essence. That was inevitable because there is no substantive political or practical response to Biden's victory at this point. Although ballot handling did raise suspicions in key states where Dems managed to lower security guardrails, the president and his team never produced evidence that it was big enough to swing the outcome. The result is that a focus now on the 2020 election is a dead end that has cost the GOP control of the Senate again, just as Trump did by botching turnout for two Georgia runoffs in January of 2021. Now, there's a different alternative that you can use in addressing the public to claiming that prisoners are being tortured in the gulag for standing up for the Constitution. How about the tone that Senator Mark Kelly actually took when he declared victory? It was on Friday night. And he actually used the occasion not to talk about his fellow Democrats, but to talk about a partisan Republican who had actually preceded him and actually once held his seat in the U.S. Senate. Listen to Senator Mark Kelly, clip 12.
After a long election, it can be tempting to remain focused on the things that divide us. But we've seen the consequences that come when leaders refuse to accept the truth and focus more on conspiracies of the past than solving the challenges that we face today. And for the past 2 years, as we face these challenges, there has not been a day, not a day has gone by, where I have not remembered that I am sitting in the Senate seat of Senator John McCain. Senator McCain embodied everything it was to be a leader. And at a time when our state and our country remained divided, his legacy of building bridges and focusing on Arizona, is an example of what we all should do and what we should look to. Especially because while we face serious challenges, we also know that when we come together and focus on solutions, we can make progress.
Yeah, we can. And this is the point that the American people were sending. This piece I mentioned in the New York Times says, in Nevada's Senate race, where Catherine Cortez Masto, an unassuming incumbent Democrat occupying one of the party's most endangered seats, overcame voters' economic fears and won re-election, highlighting the Republican opponent's embrace of Donald J. Trump's lies about the 2020 election and his denigration of abortion rights. It happened in Pennsylvania, where Josh Shapiro, facing the far-right Doug Mastriano, won the governor's office in the biggest landslide for a non-incumbent in the state since 1946. And it happened on Sunday when a liberal Democrat in Oregon, who beat a veteran centrist House Democrat in the primary, Representative Kurt Schrader, lost the seat for her party to the GOP, a stinging blow to the Democrats' chances of holding their majority. And that, by the way, was a GOP candidate who stressed her centrism and did not speak in the hysterical edge of the spectrum scene. Liz Cheney actually talked about what the midterms meant. We will get to that and also to a report on people so disappointed by the election we've just experienced that they are looking for a civil war. And then actually a thoughtful email that suggests, well, maybe they're right. We will get to all of that and much more. Welcoming your calls, by the way. 1-800-955-1776. If you are heartbroken or elated or somewhere in between over the outcome of the midterm elections, feel free to call.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know what? This just makes me sick.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are worrying more about inflation. That's according to a new study from the Fed Reserve Bank of New York, which showed inflation expectations for the year ahead jumped to nearly 6% in October, while the three-year outlook increased over 3%. NASA is moving forward with its launch plans this week for the Artemis 1 mission to the moon. Officials say the team started reporting to their stations at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida earlier Monday. Engineers want to fully resolve an electrical issue ahead of the liftoff in 2 days. two Major League Baseball teams will be playing a couple of spring training games in Las Vegas. The Oakland A's will take on the Cincinnati Reds on March 4th and 5th from Las Vegas Ballpark. Both teams play their spring training games in Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're a very, very sharp guy.
And talking about the victory for the normies, the normie wave that people are talking about. And again, some of the biggest winners were people who are largely considered boring. And they're considered boring because they're normal. They're hardworking public servants who do a good job. People like Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio. He won by more than DeSantis. DeSantis won by 20 points, which is a huge landslide. He won in Ohio, which used to be a swing state, by 25 points. It's amazing. Here's what Liz Cheney had to say. She perceives to be the big winners and the winning message in the midterm elections just completed. Clip 13.
I think about the extent to which it was a victory for Team Normal. I think you saw many candidates who were reflecting sort of the election denialism of President Trump rejected. Now, people talk about Donald Trump these days as the biggest loser. And I think that's true. If you look at the, you know, the record from 2018, from 2020, from the special election in 2021, from 2022. So I think that's an important point. I also think, though, that as a party, we need to be clear that we should not be embracing him, even if he were a winner, because what he's doing and what he advocates is so dangerous.
That's Liz Cheney. They probably will get in one more televised session for their select committee before the Republicans take over the House of Representatives in January, which is likely, not certain yet, but likely with the elections as they come in. The Republicans only need to win 6 of the remaining 19 seats to actually take control of the House. Let's go to Peter in Gig Harbor, Washington. Peter, you're on the MedVed Show.
Michael, I've listened to you for quite a long while, and I really appreciate your political science expertise. I've relied on that for a long time.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
You talked about the Republicans and who might be in the running for 2024. I think it's a kind of a no-brainer that DeSantis has the inside track on that thing right now. Looking at the other side, there's no way that either Biden or Harris are going to be the nominee. And if you look past them, it's a pretty barren landscape for the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned. But there is one name that keeps cropping up just in the background, and she's making more names for herself. I'd be curious to know what you would think and how would Mr. DeSantis address a presidential election campaign against Michelle Obama.
Well, I think if there is a presidential campaign by Michelle Obama, she would be very tough to beat. I mean, she's the author of the best-selling autobiography of all time. She has an approval rating that's like 80%. She's a very popular figure. Here's the problem. And it's one of those things. There's just a piece by Frank Bruni in the New York Times about Michelle Obama. Everybody in the Democratic side would love to see her run. But she's not interested. And the proof that she's not interested is President Obama was all around the country campaigning for candidates this time. And, of course, there are all kinds of candidates who wanted Michelle to come out. She wouldn't. She didn't do it. She's doing other things. And maybe this is one of the reasons that she is so appealing to people. She just doesn't have the presidential bug. It's not like Hillary, who immediately on leaving her position as First Lady, leaving the White House, was running for the U.S. Senate and then was very involved with the Senate. Michelle doesn't seem to want it. So I think those are Democratic daydreams that are not likely to come true. The most promising people that the Democrats cite are moderates. They're people. Amy Klobuchar is continuing to get a lot of attention. And the Secretary of Commerce, who's a former governor of Rhode Island, whose name is Gina Raimondo, is very smart, speaks very well. But again, if you look at the primary Democratic contenders, people like President Biden's too old, and Kamala Harris. And then you go on to people like Gavin Newsom. And there's something about Gavin Newsom that rubs people the wrong way. We're talking about these clips that they featured on Sky News of, which is over in Britain, but they, featured people around the country, who were extremely disappointed by the outcome of the midterms and now believe that the only solution is civil war. Listen.
I think it's a civil war. I truly do.
Really?
Yes. I think that's the only thing that's gonna bring America back together after this election if we lose.
That's an extraordinary, frightening prediction.
It is. I mean, but look back to back in the old days, that seemed to fix it the first time.
It's not what you want.
It's not what I want at all, but, I mean, we're out of options.
America's at stake. If we lose it, our country's going to hell.
Fed up with all the bullcrap in politics, and we know that we need to have good, freedom-loving candidates in office.
Okay, civil wars don't tend to work out well. And this came in from an emailer named David. He said, I think you are looking at the civil war talk the wrong way. We're quickly approaching the point in which states that feel disenfranchised by other states might feel the need to break away from the federal government. Example, the Texit movement. These states would want to leave peacefully, but the left would use violence to prevent it. think of an abusive husband who would kill his wife rather than allowing her to leave. Okay, this is, of course, it is precisely the same issue, the argument that you're making, an abusive husband and a wife wants to escape. The slogan for the Copperheads, who were Democrats who opposed the war effort that Lincoln was pursuing to save the Union, they had a slogan, which was, "Erring sisters, go in peace." If the United States is worth preserving, it's worth preserving under the law. And one of the things that we established with all of that bloodshed is not only freeing slaves in during the Civil War, but making it very clear that no, this was not a your desire to ratify the Constitution did not leave you with an option to secede from the Union without permission or authorization. And the idea that this is a problem in so many places around the world, if you look at Britain, leaving Brexit aside, because they never really was part of one nation called the European Union, the United Kingdom is part of one nation, and right now they are starting up again with Scottish independence. The idea that you make your life better by, I don't know, declaring independence of the state of Washington, or there are people who've wanted to declare independence for eastern Washington from western Washington. That, by the way, is legally doable if you get congressional approval and you get a new state accepted and you get the approval of the state legislature. They've been talking about doing that with the northern counties in California as well. And in Idaho, they want five counties in Idaho to become part of eastern Oregon. They call it Greater Idaho. We will get to, actually it's the opposite, getting counties in east. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, over the weekend, building on Veterans Day, we were offering a special sale on our Veterans Day collection assembled by the Medved History Store with tremendous programming about the American Revolution and the battles that allowed our independence to flourish. And the wars of the 19th century, including the Mexican War, the War of 1812, wars that people, in many cases, would rather forget about. And then, of course, the wars of the 20th century, including the First World War and the Second World War and Vietnam. This all compiled in a special selection, 70% off. And it comes with, as a special Veterans Day gift, a free Medved beer mug. Handsome and debonair and very serviceable for hoisting a brewski. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for the Veterans Day collection. Or you can go for a couple of more days to medvedhistorystore.com. Making history in the midterm elections, David Brooks, columnist, I think said it very well, at least speaking for many, many people who may be cynical about both parties. And when you read the polling, people are not enthusiastic about the Democratic Party. They're not. They're certainly not enthusiastic about the Republican Party. But how did they make their choice? Here's the opinion of David Brooks. It's clip 14.
Were you surprised when it came down to it?
I think I was. Well, what had happened was 2 weeks before the race, or 3 weeks, the generic ballot really did move in the favor of the Republicans. And there was a moment when it looked like if that was going to continue to move, then Republicans will have a good night. But then the last 2 weeks, it just sort of, as Jonathan said, it just flatlined. And so the Republicans did not continue to make gains on that thing. And I think that was voters saying, we don't like the Democrats, but, there was a good summary. They preferred a party that was sort of out of touch to a party that was out of their minds. And so I was surprised because historically, when the presidential approval is low, the party loses. But this were exceptional circumstances because of this authoritarian threat.
When he talks about the authoritarian threat, I don't think that most people who are put off by the the stolen election narrative and the talk of civil war and the talk of martial law and the talk of the Insurrection Act, which is what the Oath Keepers felt that President Trump should have implemented to overcome the election. It's basically what Michael Goodwin said in the New York Post, which is the sheer pointlessness of it. For God's sake, it was 2 years ago, and the election is over, and Joe Biden is president. And you may resent it, but it's not going to get better. I mean, what, you're going to impeach him? First of all, impeachments don't work out. I think we have learned that. It is virtually impossible to get two-thirds of the Senate, especially it'll be impossible now when it's going to be a Democratic Senate. And a Democratic Senate with an actual 51-vote majority, almost certainly, assuming that Herschel Walker is going to have a tough race. But anyway, the point about this is that there is nothing to do. And the idea that it's been brought to court, literally almost 100 times now, different aspects of the elections and the ballots and the counting, and it's one of those things, it wasn't that close. And the election was not stolen. There is no credible evidence in the world that the election was stolen. So that what troubles people about it is not that this is a rejection of democracy. It's a rejection of sanity. It's a rejection of living in the real world. Okay, you don't like the fact that Joe Biden won the election. What exactly is it you plan to do about it? One of the things that people want us to do something about is the question of crime. There's a horrible shooting that took place over the weekend, and then they apprehended the shooter at the University of Virginia, one of America's most prestigious and highest-ranked public universities. The police chief for the University of Virginia, whose name is Timothy Longo, learned that the suspect in the deadly campus shooting, three people killed, and apparently they aimed at, targeted, the killer did, at members of the football team. But he had been taken into custody by Virginia State Police, and the police chief was talking to the media when that news came. It sounded like this.
That Mr. Jones remains armed and he's to be considered dangerous. We believe, perhaps, that Mr. Jones remains armed and he's to be considered dangerous and treated accordingly. Pardon me. Thank you, Captain. We just received information the suspect is in custody. Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
And the suspect's name is Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr. He was arrested after a 12-hour manhunt following the shootings at the school's Charlottesville campus on Sunday night. His Darnell Jones, Jr., Christopher Darnell Jones, had been on the police's radar since September. He had a prior criminal incident involving a concealed weapon, officials revealed at a press conference just hours ago. I mean, it's terribly, terribly sad. And again, when you hear that someone was involved on the police radar with a problem, legal problem, with a concealed prior incident, concealed weapon incident, there really has to be a better means to prevent individuals like that from securing weapons with which they can do pointless and brutal killings. Meanwhile, lots of killing and lots of spectacular special effects and lots of movie in the 2 hour and 40 minute long Wakanda Forever. Listen. We'll be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The people of the utopian African kingdom Wakanda are still mourning the death of their former king, played by the late Chadwick Boseman. But fortunately, his sister, played by Letitia Wright, provides fresh leadership in fighting off a race of Mayan fishmen who live at the bottom of the ocean. And the latest Marvel Universe offering, Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
They called him Kukulkan, the feather serpent god. Killing him will risk eternal war.
And the collision of the various worlds tries to send some messages of the interaction between colonizers and indigenous peoples. But despite handsome sets and costumes and special effects, the movie never transcends its dreary solemnity. And Wakanda Forever seems to drag on forever with a running time of nearly 3 hours. It's rated PG-13, 2.5 stars for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Now, keep in mind, my rating, 2.5 stars, box office rating, a smash hit. It grossed $330 million its opening weekend. Speaking of opening weekends, there's a big movie coming up this week called Devotion, and it's a movie that I tremendously admired. The book, the movie is based upon a best-selling author's book about a historic breakthrough for a black naval aviator who served in the Korean conflict. And by the way, with some spectacular aerial sequences. We'll talk to the author of the book who also worked on the film. We'll also be speaking with Alan Dershowitz, the legal legend, about the new developments in the Israeli government, but also developments in his life with him winning a huge legal victory. He'll talk about it. And Ambassador John Bolton, speaking about the dangers, nuclear dangers from Russia and China and Iran, and why we need missile defense. That and more, all coming up Tuesday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.